Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Revelation chapter 22, verses 6 and 7.
And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book."
Now today's devotional reflection. As Christ followers, we are blessed to understand from Holy Scripture that not only has Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave, but he has also defeated the Antichrist, will make all things new, and is coming soon. As believers in Christ, we are assured that we have an amazing future. We can be spot-on futurists. A futurist is a person who researches and makes forecasts about the future. Jacob was among the first futurists. Jacob convened his sons to forecast their upcoming experiences. In his address, he outlined the future lineages of the tribes of Israel. The last several times we considered Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Zebulun, and Issachar. Today we will pick up with Dan. Jacob's blessing on Dan marks the first son born by a concubine. Dan's mother's status raised the possibility that his descendants might not be fully considered part of Israel, and it appears that Jacob specially designates him as one of the tribes of Israel. Jacob's affirmation affirms the full citizenship of his other 11 sons in the future. Dan ends up as one of Israel's smaller clans. However, perhaps the most well-known judges emerge from this tribe centuries after Jacob. Samson, a Danite, would rescue the Israelites from the Philistines. There is a brief remark about Gad, an overt play on words. To English-speaking ears, this would be something like, "Gadders will gad, but he will gad them back." Asher was named for Leah's response at his birth to her servant Zilpah. "Women have called me happy." Asher's people seemed destined for a happy future and settled within a fertile land capable of producing rich foods. We can apply rich lessons from this lineage to our faith walk. First, if you are a blood-bought believer, Jesus has brought you into the family of God. You are adopted, daughters and sons of the sovereign of the universe. In the same way Jacob affirms Dan, Jesus affirmed your full citizenship. Like the tribe of Asher, Jesus has made us a happy people by providing believers with his salvation, peace, and joy. He has made the way for us to know both the peace of God and to be at peace with God. Christians need never fear the future. If we properly apply the scriptures, we quickly understand that Jesus has secured our future. We are not promised a future free of pain. Instead, we are promised a future where God will always be with us. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.